Kevin, maybe start with you. Obviously, joined here at the trade deadline and got in the thick of a playoff race and then the six-game first round. How would you just assess your time here in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I had a blast here. It was great being traded here. They have a good group, good leadership core, and the coach is great. And although it was cut short, I had an unbelievable time here, and I wouldn't change it.
Lauren, obviously your season maybe didn't end the way you predicted with the injury in Vegas and then ended up not getting in another game. Can you maybe just take us through specifically what the injury was and working your way back from it?
Yeah, obviously you don't want to end the season with an injury and taking away an extra few starts that I could have had, but it was just a minor hamstring strain that kind of lingered a little bit longer than I'd like it to. But to be honest, I kind of came out of it stronger than I've ever had my hip feel, and learned a lot about that process, so it's not all bad.
How would you judge this season as a whole for you? You came here to Winnipeg, right? Looking to prove yourself and have a turnaround season. Did you feel like you had that?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to show what I can do. Obviously, I'd like to push to get as many starts as I can, and 20 games is more than I've ever played in a season, but I'd still like to push that envelope as much as I can. But I think it was nice to get some exposure and to show people what I can do and have my first healthy season that I've had in a long time.
So for next year, how do you see yourselves fitting in with the team coming back in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously an unrestricted free agent, and I don't know where I'm going. I'm sure my agent will talk to Chevy and have a conversation, but at this point I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to sit back and figure it all out.
Yeah, I have nothing for you, really. I haven't spoken to any of the staff yet and the coaches or Chevy myself. So, I mean, we'll see when that bridge gets crossed. But as of right now, I'm just a restricted free agent, and we'll see how that goes.
Kevin, what are some of the priorities you'll be looking for when you're looking for a fit this summer?
I'm not really sure. I'm sure I'll end up in a spot with a great coach and a great team, and it might be in Winnipeg, to be honest. I've had an unbelievable time here. Obviously, it was cut short, but I'll never forget these couple months I had here, and UFA is definitely a thing that is going to happen this summer, but. I have to wait till July 1st anyways, and that's why I hired an agent. He'll figure it all out.
How much does your experience coming out of college help you? I mean, you kind of went through the process to a certain degree. I know you're a younger player, but I mean, how much will that help you in terms of sorting things out?
Yeah, I mean, I've done this before. It's kind of rare to have it twice by the time you're 27, but it's definitely feel lucky to do it. Get to go to a spot where you're wanted and you kind of get to pick your best fit. But yeah, I know it's nice to go through it when I was younger. And coming out of college, I was just happy to be in New York and kind of be in the big city. And I'm not sure where I'll end up, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice to go through it before.
Lauren, you talked about pushing the envelope. I mean, will that factor into the length of contract you look at, knowing that the Jets are committed to Connor long-term as a number one guy, or... do you see it as an opportunity to continue to push yourself and see if you can challenge for that job here too?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say, but I'm going to look for the best opportunity, wherever that might be. If it turns out to fit well here, then, I mean, absolutely. I'm keeping all my options open. Not that I have a ton, but... I would just like to look for opportunity, so wherever that may be. But yeah, no, yeah.
What's going to stand out most to you about this season?
What stands out for me this season? You know what? It was awesome playing on a team with so many talented athletes, and we're obviously such a good team. And I mean, they make it easy to play goal back there. I mean, I felt like there's so much support, and it was just an easy season. It felt, you know, I was the games that I got and the how the team played in front of me. It I felt like the boys made it easy for me to look good.
Kevin, just last one. What was it like to be airlifted into a team late in the year and trying to fit in with line mates and learning a new place and all those sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, it's always awkward being the new guy. But I felt like this team kind of they made it feel like home right away. It goes back to the leadership that they have here. I mean, Wills is the captain, and he made me feel right at home. And even though I was only here for a couple of months, it felt like I was here the whole year. And I wish I could have helped offensively more, but it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, I had a great time here.
Lauren, had conversations with some of the coaches, Flat specifically, about, you know, how excited they were to get you here and how they weren't at all surprised with the success you had and weren't surprised that you were such a good fit for the city and the team. For you personally, why was this city and this team such a good fit, and how would you describe their role in kind of bringing out your best this season?
I would say even just having that familiarity with Helly and Flats coming in, it goes a long way to have a goalie coach have that vote of confidence in your game, and I truly feel his belief in my game. Whenever I work with him day to day, I truly feel that he thinks I'm a very good goaltender, and it goes a long way. It gives you that extra bit of confidence when you feel that out of, you know, the staff that you're working with, and you know, that goes along with Helly just being familiar with the other goalie on the team. He's the only other guy you can really relate to, so it's definitely nice to come into a situation where you're the new guy and you're appreciated and you already have that comfort.